You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal.
Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com. Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Hey, we love the Diamond Crew Kids. Thank you guys so much. You make sure you check out their podcast and their show, Diamond Crew Kids, on Fridays at 4 p.m. They are absolutely amazing. Their show is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much to the Diamond Crew Kids for that special shout-out. Love you guys over there. But, y'all, what's up? It is Friday, and you know what that means. It's Friday Night Hype with DB. Hey, it's Friday Night Hype with DB. Y'all, I got a great interview for us today. It is the cousin takeover. I know a lot of y'all have been asking for this. My two cousins are on with me. We had a blast. It was kind of like we were just, so I think they kept forgetting that, you know, we have an audience, you know, on. It's too much. But, y'all, let's get into interview. We're going to have a great time. Some crazy things might be said. They are absolutely crazy. But you know what? We love them. Thank you so much to my cousins for being on. And, yeah, let's get right into this interview, y'all. Let's do it.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's your girl, DB. I got two special guests with me. I got my cousins on the show right now. Hey, it is Friday Night Hype with DB, y'all. I'm so excited. It's a cousin takeover. It's lit. It's about to get popping. We're about to talk about some stuff. But I'm going to let these two guests introduce themselves. So go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
All right. I guess I'll go first, man. It's your boy, Big B.
All right.
Come on now.
All right.
You see it.
And it's your girl, T Montana.
All right, T Montana. All right. I'm sorry.
I'm biggest fan, girl.
We're just going to be laughing like the entire show. But right. I'm so happy that y'all are on. This has been... long time coming.
Thanks for having us. You know.
But y'all put your y'all check out your IG and stuff. People want to follow you. People want to know who you are.
Okay, well, you can follow me at the real Mrs. Dot Moody _ the real Dot Moody _.
All right.
That's crazy.
You like that, don't you?
And go ahead, D.
I like that a lot.
Go ahead, D.
You can follow me at D-U-R-W-A-N Green. That is D-U-R-W-A-N Green, like the color.
Period. And y'all never shout out my social media. Y'all, I just hit 1,500 followers on Twitter.
Hey!
Girl, I thought you were going to say 15K. She already told us 15. I said, dang.
No, I'm not that far
followers. I just reached 15 followers.
Oh, Lord, y'all, I forgot my Twitter name. I changed it. I think it's that_DB. So, like, that's so Raven, that's so _DB. And then my Instagram.
Kind of catchy.
Thanks. And then it was, y'all don't even want to know my name in 2018. It was that. But that was Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Destiny_Brown22.
Hey.
So, yeah, if y'all follow, you know, follow us. Trying to get our followers up.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Versus the Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat is coming on tomorrow. I believe at 7. I'm so excited. I'm rooting for, I really like Keith Sweat, but I think Bobby Brown got this one because he might bring our new addition, so.
You watching that?
Yeah, Bobby Brown.
Samaj, you ain't watching that one.
Huh?
You ain't watching that, was you?
Yeah, I watched the Soulja Boy and Lil Bow Wow.
Yep, right after.
That's different. That is different.
Now, that's what I was going to talk about. I think, honestly, I know I knew more Soulja songs than I knew Bow Wow songs, but growing up, like, D, in the family, he was Lil Bow Wow. That's what you were.
Listen.
That's who you were. You were emulating the blueprint.
All I want is my credit. That's all I want. I just want my credit.
Did you wear your big T-shirt?
I was
you want
first
what?
One with the freaking braids and the beads, man.
Very true.
I was doing like,
yes, I told you. As soon as he stepped on the as soon as he was like, dribbling up down the court, I was like, that's the one.
Come on, man.
That's the one.
Come on.
Crazy.
Another one.
Right, right. So they went, you know, head-to-head against each other. And who do y'all think got it? I think, honestly, I think Bow Wow got it because
Bow Wow,
I can listen
Bow
to all of Bow Wow's songs. But, like, Soulja Boy, somebody was saying, I was looking at an interview saying Bow Wow makes, like, TikTok music. I mean, not Bow Wow, sorry, Soulja Boy makes TikTok music, like, that real quick, I'm going to give you a chorus, I'm going to give you a verse, like, real short 60 seconds, but, like, you can't listen to the whole song.
Yeah.
Because it's either too much going on, like, the production is, like, you know, it just doesn't sound right, or, you know, it's just, like, it just starts getting, you know, whack at the end. It's like, okay, like, the verse was fire, you know, that one verse was really good, but everything else is bad. But when he plays Shawty Like Mine, when he played Let Me Hold You, when he played, I ain't never had nobody show me.
When he played that at the end, I was like,
oh, it's a rap. But who did y'all have? T, you go first. You go first. Who did you have?
Boo.
Okay, D, we're going to go to you. Oh, wait. T, are you saying something? T, go ahead.
Just because the whole time, like, he was playing whole songs.
Right. He played me. She make it clap. He played that three times, but he had Nicki on there and French Montana, and it wasn't like it wasn't whack. It was really good.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't what? Oh, you had somewhere to be.
Yeah.
You had somewhere to be.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. But you just celebrated a birthday, my guy.
Let's just put that out there. Dwan is an old man.
Big 25,
so
big 25.
He is single.
You know,
yes.
You're getting up there.
He's single, yes. But he's an old man, grandpa.
Man, that's a heart.
You just got, you know, you just turned 25. How does it feel? How does it feel?
It's actually crazy, though. I feel like 25, I didn't feel this way until, like, I was maybe 21. But 25 is a big age, I feel like.
Right.
25 is like, it's like you're really like going towards your peak. I feel like
I've reached OG.
Yeah, like I'm a real like, you know what I mean? Like when I speak, it's like I'm coming from experience. Like I'm not just like a regular 20-year-old. Like 25 is like you have some years of experience on YouTube.
Right.
It's a little different. It's a little different for sure. I think 25 is a dope age though. Like 26 is whack. 27 whack. 28, 29.
Not what?
30.
Like for me, with like a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people feel like getting older is like corny, but it's like for me, it's like I can't wait to be old, even old as hell, cracking.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? I like that.
Yeah.
It's me though.
Right. How about you?
Okay, wait.
Because you just turned 25 as well.
Me and somebody be cracking jokes when we old as hell.
I mean, I feel like I've reached OG status. So. But a simple fact.
Yeah, I mean, and you got engaged too. Like that's kind of like the icing on the cake.
Did you?
How did it feel?
Why did you forget what had her ring on?
I'm trying to show you guys her ring.
Lord, forget what had her ring on. She be throwing up the right hand.
Sorry.
That is a beautiful ring.
Jeez. Yeah, my fiance. My fiance, he did a really good job.
He showed the bomb now. Show my mommy.
Yep. I remember when it happened, we were all so caught off guard. I was like, I was next to your mom.
Who are you telling?
We were talking.
Definitely caught off guard.
And we just looked up because I believe you were giving, I looked up. You were giving him a hug. I looked back at your mom because she was talking to me. And then we both went, what? Like, we were just so caught off guard.
Yeah.
But we're very happy.
All
you hear is
the background.
You call
boy.
I thought he dropped something on the ground. I'm like, nigga, don't be messing up your freaking kneecaps on that. Like, man,
right. Because that floor was dirty. It wasn't dirty, but.
Very dirty.
Crab legs coming. Relax.
The crab legs coming.
But the crab legs was hit, though.
It was hitting like that, bro. I should. Frick.
See, that's your fault. You didn't get no crab legs.
That's all on me.
You didn't get crab legs. What'd you get?
I ate before I came, I think, so I had some salad.
Oh, yeah. I remember you said that. I remember that. But, yeah, that was very fun. We can't wait for the wedding. I'm going to be a bridesmaid. But what's your role?
I'm the dollar thrower.
Okay.
Definitely the dollar thrower.
Like, where they walk and throw little flowers?
We throwing dollars.
So you getting the are you getting the dollar gun or are you
that's
throwing
my tag.
Are you throwing it with your hands?
So what I'm gonna do,
See, option, you got options.
But my thing is I feel like our family is so black. If I really start making it rain, it's gonna mess up the whole wedding. So I have to be
has to be like Monopoly money.
Yeah, like if I throw
dollars.
Yeah,
you definitely have to be very, very careful.
Yeah, like, because my brothers will say bump all the young niggas and freaking give it. So I'm going to probably, you know what I mean, I might, if I do the dollars, I'm going to just, like, be very subtle, just, you know what I mean? I might mix up dollars and roses, keep it a band. Like, I might mix up the dollars and the roses because the dollars and the roses is like, you know what I mean? Like, if I got the roses and the money, it's like, yo, in love and your bag. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
Definitely.
That's beautiful. But going back to the verses, Keith Sweat versus Bobby Brown, who y'all got?
Bobby.
I got Bobby, too. I love Keith Sweat, though.
All I know is Keith Sweat.
No, he has...
He has one.
This is sad.
Let me go through his
catalog because I need to go through it. They were playing
Brian McKnight, bro.
They were playing some songs.
That's Brian McKnight. That's not no Keith Sweat.
Yeah, I was like, Sweat, I don't think that's Keith Sweat.
Hey, yo.
Oh, he has Make It Last Forever. He has Make It Last Forever. He has
I know that one.
What?
I feel like I know more songs.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody.
Yeah, Nobody is like the song.
Nobody.
But there's a song that's like rock and roll and roll and rock.
Rock makes me love that you never stop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Yep.
I know that one.
Yep, that one.
I like that one.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I don't be knowing how they go.
I don't know either. To be honest,
I feel really bad for the old heads out there. That's like y'all don't know these songs. We don't. I'm sorry. I've listened to like you don't
know them, ma'am.
We
know them.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm speaking for myself.
If we hear them, if I hear them, I sing the words. Like,
exactly.
Exactly. But I'm not just gonna know. Oh yeah, Keith Sweat sings this.
No, not at all.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Now Bobby Brown, I know a few more. I know a few more Bobby Brown songs.
Give me some.
Right. Absolutely. So, did y'all watch the BET Awards?
Nah, I ain't watched that joint.
No, I watched Nitbit.
Y'all don't watch the BET Awards?
Well, somebody, we get
old.
We was
at the 15-minute Jagged Edge concert.
We sure was.
Oh, yeah. Y'all were busy. Y'all had a good weekend. I was in the house.
We really did, though.
We seen Jagged Edge for 15 minutes.
Yeah, we saw him say what's up and then shook.
Well, according to Misty's Snapchat, it looked like a little bit longer than 15 minutes.
No, what they did, they
That's
were
because
them.
Gladys Knight and her friends was up there.
No, they were slick though. They sung their first verse of every top song that they had.
Everything.
First verse.
They even rapped a few things.
The first verse of every song, like the top, they're like their top, let's say the top 10 songs.
Right.
It's like the first.
Some of the verses for them.
Top verses.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
Pretty much.
That's bad. Did y'all at least have fun? Y'all had fun though.
I enjoyed
it. Oh yeah, we definitely had fun. Definitely had a good time.
Okay.
I won't be back.
No. I will not be making money.
Dang.
Sorry, Jagged.
Unless
all right, y'all.
A concert. Unless, if it's a full out concert, like if it's like a
with multiple people.
Yeah, like if that's yeah. if it's Maverick Stadium or something, I'm in that zone.
Yeah. Like
who's
I saw the other day
crazy.
Lagging.
Now when they're just headlighting.
That's because Marcus kicked it to the bathroom. God dang.
Hey guys, that's not funny.
Yeah.
He really did kick it to the bathroom.
Hey guys. Ooh, y'all. Okay, y'all. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Friday Night Hype with DB. We'll be right back, y'all.
Taking a break.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey. We are back with the cousins, T. Montana and D.
I didn't hear no music.
What?
I didn't hear no music. She doing it like Jagged Edge did. Where'd she go? Yo, hey, fans, your girl Maj is wilding.
Oh, my God. So when we do commercials, we take a break. They're going to play the music, and then we come right back.
Ooh.
Yeah. T. Montana has exited the chat.
T. Montana.
Right now. We're going to wait for her to come back. Right. I don't know where she at, but hopefully her phone didn't die, because that was
suck. If her phone died, I'm on her head.
Right, because she knew this was happening. She knew this was happening. Okay, and she's back. And better. All right, y'all. So, like I said, the BET Awards was so good. Kirk Franklin and Lil Baby opened up. They have a song on Space Jam, the new Space Jam movie that's coming out with LeBron James. And they did a really good job. But my favorite performance was Jasmine Sullivan and Ari Lennox. They did this song called, it's a little explicit, but it's called Spit on It. They did a song, and it was so good. It was great. And then, who else performed? Megan Thee Stallion performed, of course. She did Thought. I can't say the other word. But she did that song. Her performed. I'm a big Her fan. She had her, she was drunk. She was playing her drums, and she, like, floated down from the sky. I mean, from the roof. She floated down. It was good. And then she had a big guitar solo, and she took her glasses off. I would have given my kidney up to see that performance. I love her. Do y'all like her? Her's my favorite artist.
I like her, bro. It's so crazy.
I do like her.
At the jazz concert we went to, the jazz players played Damage by her.
They did.
It was so dope. It's so dope.
It was
lit.
Nice. Y'all really be outside. Are y'all vaccinated? I'm
gonna be outside.
Y'all aren't vaccinated. Lord have mercy.
I wear my mask.
You wear your mask? That's good. As long as you're wearing your mask. I wear my mask everywhere. we need a picture with your mask on from now on.
That's fine. I can take mask selfies.
Okay. So, Dee, do you be wearing your mask?
Huh?
Oh no! How are y'all not vaccinated? And y'all
wear
y'all's
masks. Sometimes it be just too hot.
That's very true. I know. Well, did y'all wear it at the jazz concert?
Huh?
It looked like, was it a full house where other people wearing masks? How was that? Like, how was it set up? It was just like general admission, no seats.
Everybody just breathing on each other, you know.
It was seats. It was seats. Like, and we were in VIP section, so we were more away from everybody else.
Okay, VIP.
Exactly. They
How'd y'all get those? How'd y'all get those tickets?
My mom knows the jazz player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just got a, I just got heard word from a little birdie that, D, you wasn't in no VIP. They said VIP told y'all to move out the way.
Wait a minute.
Listen. Hey.
Wait a minute.
Somebody now standing next to you said that you wasn't in VIP.
Okay, so was somebody
you
in VIP?
You talking about the jazz concert?
A jazz concert.
Oh.
You talking about Jagged Edge. No, I ain't gonna lie. Jagged Edge, me and my mom finessed that joint. Bro, those tables at the Jagged Edge, I keep against the audience. At the Jagged Edge concert, there were lounges spot with like couches, and then there was like, and then towards the back, there was stand-up tables and then bar stools around those tables. And there was four bar stools to a table. Those cost $500.
No, and then the ones on the side of us, they were $750.
What?
For Jagged Edge?
For a goddamn four and a half?
For Chris Brown. No offense to Jagged Edge.
Yo, because
we going to the J. Cole concert in, it's October, right? October the 11th. We're going to that J. Cole concert.
No, Dallas.
Yeah, he's coming to Dallas. He just released his,
Yeah, he covered in Dallas.
Okay, let me know, because I didn't know anybody else was going. I'll get my tickets, because I like J. Cole.
No, send me them.
We did that thing.
No, like for real.
For real.
Go on dreamdeal.com.
I just paid on Friday, so.
Get your tickets now.
How much they cost?
How much they cost you? Oh, God. So are they free? Were they a gift?
If you pay, well, for front row seats, it was like the most expensive ticket was like $10,000. And the nosebleed, where I'm going to be sitting, it was like 110.
Okay, that's not bad.
No,
okay,
but when you got two
let
people,
me know did y'all already get the ticket?
Nah, because I've seen the 10,000 price.
Well, I know Justin Bieber is coming on my birthday.
Bieber.
I know y'all don't want to go see. I don't care if I got to go see him myself. I have never seen Justin Bieber in concert.
We're not Bieber's.
Anyways. Let's scoop that. Anyways, y'all, I got a topic for us. I was looking on this website called Spiritual Word. Let me pull it up real quick.
Hey, Dewan, let me get that hat, bro.
No, you got that, John, bro.
Let me pull it up real quick.
And I'm going to need my speaker back.
It says.
Yo, I saved your speaker. My brother. Trailer's in the back. I'm sorry, Dust.
Y'all, I guess this ain't even my show no more. Y'all go ahead. Y'all talk.
Okay, so Tamaya left the speaker, and so my brother's in the back seat. And my brothers,
that's her speaker at your house?
My brothers, they are some thieves. They are the thieves of the thieves.
They were trying to get me to drive them to the jazz concert. This is what they were trying to get me to do. I love my cousins. I do, but they were trying to pay me $10 in gas money for me to go all around the world, all over Texas. So.
Bruh.
I drove, they wanted me to follow them to somebody's house, and then they were, my cousin Kylan, he was going to get out the car, drive with me. He wanted me to take him to the jazz concert, which is in downtown Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Go back home, take my sister home in Grand Prairie.
Uh-huh.
Go back out to, I guess y'all went to the House of Blues or something.
Yeah.
So he wanted me to go from the House of Blues, pick him up at the House of Blues, and take him to his friend's house.
Yep.
And he was going to give me $10 in gas.
Yep, that's my brother, for sure.
And
that's
then your other brothers wanted me to pick them up and then take them to their friend's house as well.
Yeah, that's most
definitely.
Yeah.
I said $10? I don't drive a little, like, Fiat or something. Like, I got good mileage, but sheesh.
No, it's a fact. So, Tamaya just left her speaker in my car, and so my brothers get in the car. Ooh, I I said, ooh, who's this? I said, yo, that is my cousin. I'm like, yo, that's Tamaja's. Like, leave it alone.
Man, go and let me use it for the day, bro. I'm getting back to it.
That's it, bro.
Yeah, that's what we need to have on the show.
Don't touch the thing.
Let me just use it to play a song.
No.
Play a song.
Just one song, bro.
Just one song.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That's it, bro. Don't touch that speaker, bro. I'm leaving that joint in the car because I know I'm going to see her in the car. So, like, just leave it alone. So I got that joint, bro. It's in my car.
All right, all right.
I'm not going to pick it up tomorrow.
It says, ladies, so this is for me and T. Ladies, how do you feel about men sliding into your DMs? Well, I know you're engaged, so I know nobody's sliding into your DMs. People slide into my DMs all the time, unfortunately. But.
Well, my fiance just said that's when they slide the most.
But wait, repeat that.
My fiance just said that's when they slide in the DMs the most, when I'm engaged.
It's very true. And then when you get married, it's going to be a wrap. Everybody, people from middle school are going to be like, man, I really liked you. This could have been us.
Stop the gap.
Terrible. Well, I'm going to flip this question. So, men, D, how do you feel if a woman slides into your DM?
Please, please do.
So you're not like caught off guard or like.
No, it's all a presentation. I think the same thing with guys. It's all our presentation. Like, I had a female slide in my DMs recently. I'm gonna read you what she said.
Oh Lord, what if she's listening?
She said, "Happy Sunday." So random. You don't know me, but one of your mom's friends, Nedra. Remember Miss Nedra? Miss Nedra?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of your mom's friends, Nedra, text my mom about you. She sent me an Instagram, so I decided to add you. Like, stuff like that, like, that's a good entryway.
Yeah.
Like, because kind of basically saying, like, yo, like, my mom, you know, my mom told me to follow you. She said you're a really cool person. Like, you know, you're free to go. Mm-hmm. Like, something like that. I feel like it's all about presentation. Like, but
right.
Like, you can't be out here.
Yeah. It's funny because on Twitter, it's complete. My DMs are completely different than my DMs on Instagram. Usually on Instagram, it's like there's this one boy that I work with. Ooh, Lord. So I gave him my Instagram, but I keep forgetting. I don't read my notification. Like, my notifications are off.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, notifications are off. But it just doesn't register. Because, I mean, I work early in the morning. So I give him my Instagram. He's like, oh, let me follow you. I'm like, sure, whatever. Follow me, whatever. And so I follow him back. He's like, yo. The next day, he's like, yo. But it's that weird time, just like early. It's like 8. Like, he sent me one at 9 here. Let me just read it. It was just, it's weird. I'm like, mm-mm. But while I'm pulling that up, do y'all have any crazy DM stories? Okay, I guess I'll go first. Do y'all want me to go first?
Yo, this girl said, oh my god. Yo, that was everything. Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh man.
T, do you want to go first?
Huh?
Okay, I guess not.
No.
Not like not crazy crazy. Like,
is that
crazy,
right?
Lord have mercy. So, well, one, you know, we still, you know, when we're in the workplace, we still got to wear, you know, masks and whatnot. So I didn't know his age. I don't know his age. So, but.
Do you know what his mouth looked like?
Well, one time he pulled down his mouth mask, and I was like, yeesh. They were real spaced, but he thinks he can bag any girl. And y'all got to start. I had some braids in for a while, and my hair wasn't looking completely raggedy, but it was a little, you know, they were, you know, when you have braids for a while. I had them for like 2 months.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
That was the longest. they weren't looking terrible. I made sure my edges were right. I mean, if I didn't have on a bandana, I had on a hat or something. So, and then I got my sew-in and he started talking to me out of nowhere. I'm like, is that? Yeesh. Anyways. But he said, so he texted or he DM'd me at 6 a.m. And he said, wait, you still in school, right? It's like a random question, but it's like, we were probably at work at the time. And I don't usually have my phone with me or on me. It's usually in my backpack. So I wasn't, you know, looking at it. And then he said, yo, little lady. First off, not little lady. I'm older than you. Anyways. And then he said, you're. And so, like, literally.
Not you're.
Yeah, you're. No, oh, you're, sir.
You're. So,
like,
no,
3 days
you're.
Later.
I like
yeah.
That.
No. I know that's how you say it. But he didn't say it with a U. He said it with an E. I've never heard. It's like you're. Like, you say you're. Like, with a U. You don't say it with an E. But anyway.
I do Y-E-R-P.
But he didn't add the P at the end.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's just like,
okay,
you don't know
fail.
The lingo.
Ah,
you got to get the lingo right. So I DM'd him back because I was on Instagram that day, and I was looking at my DMs, and I said, my bad. And he was like, yeah, I don't want to hear it. And he said, but you could do me a favor, though, to make it up to me. I said, oh, yep, nope.
No, talking about. I like
no
that.
Sir. No, sir.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Got to go. So we stopped talking from then. I said, absolutely not. And then I haven't seen him at work. So I don't know what's going on. Hopefully he didn't get fired.
Mm.
I mean, he was nice. It's just, he just thought, you know, he could bag every girl. He literally just graduated, like, I think last year. I'm like, bruh, you're like 19. I'm going to need you to.
Bag it up a little bit, bud.
Yeah. And then
really
I need
it
to
in.
Get, no offense, but I need him to get
my
teeth fixed. The teeth need to be fixed. He put his mask down because from, you know, his, like, from the mask up, he's, you know, handsome. And then he pulled his mask down, and I was like, yikes. All right, though. Cool.
No cap, though.
Yikes.
Cap, like, I think you really realize how either ugly or attractive you are from the mask down because, like, that. Especially
or
for
how
guys,
young or old you are.
Yeah, especially for guys, too. Like, your jawline is important. Like, your mouth, your lips, your, like, if you have a beard, crap like that, like, that, your nose, that crap matters. It's like.
It does.
Like, so you could think someone has pretty eyes or whatever, but they take that mask off, show their teeth, hate to see it.
Especially if you got bad breath, like mask breath.
Oh, God.
You know,
somebody
a lot of
people
got mask
job.
Breath.
Oh, I feel bad for the guy at my job. Because it's this girl, her breath is funky. and she, you know, wears a mask. And they always be making fun of her, but like, ooh, I bet she getting to take everybody medicine because she's smelling her breath, kicking it back to her.
Her breath is that bad?
It's a little bad.
It's
if we're standing, and I'm standing at a good, you know, amount of space from you, I shouldn't smell your breath.
Shouldn't smell.
Yeah, like there's people at my job. They're like, they're either my age or a little bit older. Like there was this one lady, she was so pretty, and then from the mask down, I was like, whoa, you did not. That's not how I thought you looked. Yeah, so it's weird. So because a lot of people think when I have my mask on, people think I'm older. But when I take my mask off, people are like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? They're like, they think I'm like 17. I'm like, I'm definitely 21, but that's okay. Having, you know, black don't crack. I know. Hopefully I look like this when I'm like 60. Probably not exactly like this, but I mean, I'll probably look about the same. I look about the same.
I look at my mom, my dad. I'm like, yo, I need all of that.
Very young, but the whole,
no,
the whole
doing
Green
good.
Family, everybody in the Green family, like our grandma's about to be 70, y'all.
Who?
Our grandma, Granny.
Granny. That's
She's
not
70.
Her name is Moneybag.
Oh yeah, Moneybag.
Moneybag Yo.
Moneybag G.
Yeah, Moneybag G.
Instead of Moneybag Yo, we call it Moneybag G.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have I should have money bags on the show.
You should, and you should definitely do that.
Who's money
bags? And have us back when you do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That would be a very interesting show. Very interesting show. Man,
a lot
I
of
wish...
memories. A lot of great memories will come up.
Very Ooh, much so. Man. Very much so. Man, I wish we could just talk all day. Thank y'all so much for being on the show.
Hold up.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Who is Moneybag?
Granny.
Granny.
You are freaking lying.
No, Granny is much. You think you've been getting them envelopes all these years and thinking it was just because of God?
I got you.
That is Moneybag. Moneybag, yo.
Yep.
Moneybag G. Or Moneybag CP.
My bad.
Yeah, CP.
As you were saying.
Yep, Moneybag CP. Absolutely. But yeah, y'all shout out to our social media one more time before we leave, head out of here. Y'all go ahead.
You can follow me at the real Mrs. Dot Moody.
Period.
Underscore.
Okay. Go ahead, D.
You can follow the kid at the real D. Grant. No, that's not my name. B-U-R-W-A-N Green.
Love that. All right, D, you want to guide us in a prayer real quick prayer? No? No?
Jesus saves lives, bro.
Hey, and guess what? Woman of God.
Woo! Guess what? Celebrate Juneteenth.
Hey.
All right, we got a minute left. All right, come on.
Go ahead.
All right. Dear Lord, we say thank you once again for the opportunity to come together as family members, to come together as cousins. I want to thank Destiny for allowing me and Tamadi to come on her platform and to just talk as cousins, to talk as friends, just about life. We ask that this video can really, whether if it inspires or makes somebody laugh, we ask that it can somehow impact somebody for the positive moving forward. We want to bless family and friends that's not here. And then bless everybody on this upcoming weekend for 4th of July. And Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
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 Thank y'all so much for being on the show. And next week on Friday Night Hive, we got some great guests coming. And, yeah, y'all be blessed out there. Peace.
Hey, We Talk Radio.
Oh, We Talk Radio.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Tune in to the Friday Night Hype with DB every Friday at 7 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
That's on me, baby.
Shot on the beat.
Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know that you ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all the vine on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. These lying on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. I told he's baby, hey, double G's baby, hey, hold my jeans baby, yeah, be my peace baby, hey, if you want beef baby, hey, then you can leave baby, yeah, I don't sleep baby, hey, I'm so street baby, hey, solo key baby, yeah, and I don't guess me. I told a little kid that I'm finna boss up, these people will laugh at me. They say, little yellow, you too floss up, these niggas after you. But I ain't making that for no. Flip your ass for a little. Yeah, you can slip if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. Baby, yeah, that's on me, baby, yeah, that's on me, baby, yeah. Be lying on me, that's on me, baby, yeah, that's on me, baby, yeah, that's on me, baby. Hey, real stiff on these niggas, I gotta be. No Twitter, but these follow me. Keep that following me. They talking about robbing me. Keep 100, ain't got a lot of me. It's like robbing.
me. I thug with them private. I don't talk my business, keep my private. Can't go behind bars, got a family that rely on me. And a new spirit, you know, so the pistol right on side of me. I act out violently, silently. Never been loose when it's other shit ain't side of me. On World War, gon' start a robbery. Young nigga, you know a number, you'll think I hit the lottery. Baby girl swallow me, deep throat goggle me. Room around the city, that's a bitch and there's some shot of me. But I was out of town, yeah, seemed like a lot of me. And the money that you counting up, this shit ain't a lot to me. You should go through mean, boy, gangsta in my jeans, boy. Walking in a shoe that you ain't never seen, boy. I don't like talk, say the chopper got a beam, boy. Ain't too much power, say, make it looking lean, boy. Next year's a drug, yeah, I hear you a green, boy. Mixing this red with a little bit of green, boy. Play with me if you want it, it'll be a crime scene, boy.
Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know I ain't guessing me, hooking. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all design on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in Friday Night Hype. Y'all, that interview was absolutely crazy. Thank you again to D Green and T Smith for being on with me. Man, so much love for my We Talk Radio family. Thank you so much to all of you guys for just, you know, supporting me every week. Thank you for all of our listeners for supporting me every week. And, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. Please tune in next week, same time, same place, same radio station, We Talk Radio. We love you guys. Y'all have a great 4th of July weekend. Be blessed. Peace.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
Hello? What the deal?
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lap up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lap up and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring.
Button start the foreign, oh my god, I'm gorgeous. I just put the key inside my pocket pocket, might not get to see it. This a new Ferrari, man in the mirror, how you choose to bother? Someone say they calling, I don't feel like talking. Everything could get returned the way I bought it. Phone be interrupting me while I'm recording. Phone be making women feel they unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way retarded. Keep the all cause I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well. I got clientele. Got it all
together. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Laptop and I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Laptop and I'm ring, ring, ringing.
There they go again, one of my friends. They don't give a damn how I spend. All they wanna know is what I got to give. How much did I spend, what I got to lend. What I did and what I didn't do for them. Bricks coming in somewhere on the rim. Section doing numbers, nowhere by a gym.
Rapping by the spin, I'm supplying 10. Jumping out a Honda, I just got it in. Asking what I cop, none of your concern. One day you gon' learn what you trying to get. Everything on sale, going out of business. Finders up in jail, gotta feed the kids. Jugging around the city, you know what it is. Bread when the business, put that on the real. One for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need.
Come from grinding hard, getting calling cards from your Barbie doll. When she around me, she know I'm a bodyguard. Money calling for me, baby girl, I'm sorry. You just died yellow, you not that important. Way shape, but I could pin you to the carpet. Smell like soda, I'ma put you in the wall. Conversation calls a lot of chips. She don't really get a lot of this. Engaging where I'm gazing at her hips. And ain't nobody making no attempt. Amazing clip hanging, slanging. Maybe we could make it taking trips. Maybe I was thinking too impatient. Phone ringing, hold up what it is.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the toes. They got these two more. Lamp popping, I'm ring, ring, ring. Got money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap chopping, I'm ring, ring.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets. Or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at Endorphin Factory. USA.com.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown, y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.